Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about the lessons that we can learn from the various roles of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah alayha. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about the various different roles played by Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah alayha, and how we can learn from those various different roles. In order to talk a little bit about the subject, we decided to humbly invite Sheikh Rouhani. Inshallah, let's go ahead, welcome him and start the talk show. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Rouhani, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a pleasure to be with you, inshallah, to talk about the Lady Zahra, salamullahi alayha.
Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sheikh, to come out and join us. So we wanted to talk a little bit about the different roles of Lady Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. Right, of course, we find that she had various different roles in her life, whether it was a daughter or a wife or a mother. And we wanted to learn some lessons from these different aspects of her eminence. So we hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, when it comes to the life of Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, we can categorize her life into different categories, or we can look at her life from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. To begin with, I think we should start with that part of her life in which she were the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes.
As a daughter of the Holy Prophet, when we look at her life, we can take lots of great lessons from her life. Yes. Particularly our daughters, our sisters, our mothers and wives. Because sometimes when we look at the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly his relationship with the companions, with the wives of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in particular with the Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, we see that there was a kind of unique and special kind of love and muhabba between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha.
Yes.
Because some of the titles that are used by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha, it shows how much the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her.
Right, of course.
For example, one of the title that is used, and Prophet termed Lady Zahra as Umm Abiha.
Mm, right.
Mother of his father.
Mother of her father, yes.
Her father, yeah. And of course, we know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his father, his mother and also his father.
At a young age, yes.
Yeah, when he was like 6 or 7 years old,
right,
he lost his mother, Lady Amina salamullahi alayha. And then, of course, in his actually childhood even, he didn't experience having mother.
Yes.
And also when he was a young, for example, man, of course, in the whole life of his beautiful life and merciful life, he didn't have mother.
Right. Right.
But the way Lady Zahra salamullah alayha treated him and behaved the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it caused him to call Lady Zahra as his mother. Because it is said in the narrations and the historical sources that whenever, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to go to say the prayer in Masjid al-Nabi, for example, it was Lady Zahra who was preparing everything for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like, for example, this is your aba, my father. This is the water that you want to make wudu, for example. This is your stick that you can take it. Yeah, this is your ring. And let me know that how can I help you? Look, always the Lady Zahra salamullah alayha was with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This way Lady salamullah alayha behaved the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet loved her a lot. It is kind of extraordinary kind of muhabba we see here between a father and daughter. Though we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, He is a prophet. He is the messenger of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And
right.
his whatever conduct we see in the life of the Holy Prophet, like his social conduct and his, let's say, moral conduct, whatever we see here, they are all in the things, yeah, that divine things, heavenly right. things, right. because they have lessons for us. This way that the Prophet show mahabba and love to Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi, it means that oh my nation, oh my ummah, you have to also love Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi this way that I love.
Yes,
you know,
as
it is narrated in hadith in both Sunni and Shia sources, which is no doubt about these hadiths that say the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Fatima tu bad'atu minni, Fatima sallallahu alayhi is like part of me. And man adaha faqad adani, ومن adani faqad adallah, the one who with whom Allah, Lady Zahra sallallahu alayha is displeased, right. with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also displeased. So
yeah.
this way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced Lady Zahra to his ummah. When we see this kind of seerah of the conduct of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maybe when the Prophet was alive, maybe the companions or the wives of the Holy Prophet didn't know that why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows such a respect, such a love to Lady Zahra sallallahu alaiha, and introduces Lady Zahra as a kind of criterion,
right, as a mizan.
After him, then when he died, what happened to Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi later in her life, then we understand that why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always emphasizing and even overemphasizing the muhabba and love of Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi, and he told everyone that you have to express love and to Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi. These are the things that when now we study the history, we look at the life of the Holy Prophet and Lady Zahra sallallahu alayha, now we understand why did the Prophet show such respect to Lady Zahra. We see that Umm Salama narrates from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's also in the Sunni sources that whenever Lady Zahra entered a place or a house where Prophet was there, Prophet stood up like in a way that he was embracing, welcoming, for example, like a king, like a very respected guest, stood up completely, and then approached Lady Zahra, moved towards Lady Zahra, and then kissed her hand. Allahu Akbar. These are the things that are mentioned in our riwayat. And then brought Lady Zahra, salamullah alayha, and Lady Zahra sit in the very place that the Prophet himself was sitting. So look, when this kind of respect we see from the Holy Prophet ﷺ to Lady Zahra in the presence of the Ashab and the wives of the Holy Prophet, what lesson can we take from this seerah of Nabi ﷺ? The lesson is that, O people, O my ummah, O my nation, this is Lady Zahra. This is the way that I respect her. This is the way I love her.
This is her status.
Exactly,
her esteem.
This is her status, yes, position in my sight and also in the presence of my Lord. If someone annoys or bothers Lady Zahra, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with him, with that person. These things, what can we take from this, let's say, behavior of Lady, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We understand that after the demise of the Holy Prophet, the people should have referred to Lady sallallahu alayhi.
Yes, in a previous talk of show, course, you talked about how she was a criterion and a differentiator. And I think her role as a daughter too, right? If you could talk a little bit about that, even though you have, even though you took the side of the father towards the daughter, you talked about this whole concept of Umme Abiha and how she cared for her father to the point where, like a mother, you know, would care for a child. And just kind of, if you'd like to talk a little bit about that and the importance, you know, because I think throughout the talk shows, because we want to do multiples of these, right? the roles of women in the Ahlul Bayt or in Islam, for example. But for the modern day, you know, is you know, we find that the Western world and Western philosophy and ideology and capitalism and all these things, they have really devalued the position of women in general, you know. And so just this point of her being a daughter and how that is a role model for daughters in the present day.
One of the things is that Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, when we talk from the side of Lady Zahra to his father, the role of a daughter for the father is this, that she should be like exactly like a mother for his father, because she has to always take care of his father. She should always be, what we can say, looking after
her father,
of course, because father needs this kind of care, you know?
Sure.
Because the way the father expresses love to daughter, and then the way the daughter expresses love to her father, this expression of love, or expressing love to each other, or mahabba, is a kind of divine or a kind of heavenly sort of blessing and ni'mah in a family where you have such a kind of love and beauty and mercy between the members of the family.
Right.
And this way a daughter will be raised, will be brought up in a very lovely kind of environment, you know, and later in the future life of this daughter, she would be able to express this love to her, for example, wife, to her husband.
Her husband and
to her children. Exactly. If the daughter cannot receive this kind of mahabba, compassion or love from the father, or from the mother, or from the members of the family, and of course, how can she be a kind, a merciful mother for the future generation? If you cannot bring up the children with love, with mahabba, in a way that they should be always caring about the others, if your children, if your generation are like careless people about each other, and do not care about anyone. So in that society, what kind of life that members of, what kind of life that member of society would have? They would not enjoy.
Sure.
You know? So that's why this way that the Prophet ﷺ expresses love to Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, it teaches us that of course fathers should treat their daughters in this way. And it is also the duty of the daughter to treat the father in this way. So then the other members of the family, the other brothers, the other sisters, maybe the grandchildren, if there are. So of course, all of them, they will take this lesson. What lesson? That they should be always caring about each other. They should be always loving each other. They should express love to each other. And then in their life, then again, they can express this kind of mahabba and mercy to the other people. You know?
What's interesting, Sheikh, I wanted to add one thing here.
Yes.
So we have love on one hand, but we also have this respect and this esteem, right? I think in the modern era, this aspect of love perhaps is there, but one thing that is lacking is this aspect of respect.
Exactly.
And sometimes I think in this, you know, westernized world and Western culture that we live in, we don't realize that both of these go hand in hand, you know? Mm-hmm. If you truly love somebody, then there's that mutual respect. And you see this with the Holy Prophet and Lady Fatima al-Zahra,
of course,
where this respect for each other is an integral part of the relationship.
Exactly, you rightly mentioned. We see the highest level of respect we see from the father's side to the daughter and the life of Lady Zahra salamullah alayha. And the same way that Zahra salamullah alayha respected his father, her father, in the highest level possible. There's no doubt about it. And of course, there must be respect. The point is that here, you know, when it comes to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life and Lady Zahra salamullah alayha's life, as it is mentioned, for example, by the late Allama Tabatabai in Tafsir Surah An-Nisa, if the brothers and sisters refer to the tafsir of the first ayat of Surah An-Nisa, chapter Nisa, here Allama Tabatabai mentioned a very nice point, mentioning this fact that, you know, in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ladies and women did not have any value.
Interesting.
In the Arab nation, in the Arab, let's say, society. Because of what? Because they thought that the women and ladies cannot, for example, fight in the battlefields. Mm. They were always fighting each other.
Right, right.
And also they cannot work, for example, in farms or right. to have something for to sustain families. And they cannot go with the caravans for trading, for example, because it's the only thing that they are is like something what we can
amusement
see.
And entertainment, yeah, of course, and yeah, physical it. Pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. And they treated the ladies and women like animals.
Yeah, sure.
Unfortunately. So look, in that kind of environment, in that kind of society, when the Prophet shows such a highest level of respect to her to his daughter, and also such a level of love to Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, so Prophet practically tried to teach yes. the Arabs first, yes. and then the next coming generations of Muslims.
Mm. And the world in general,
of course,
right?
Yeah. Mm. That this is the way that you should treat your daughters. Mm. This
and
is
women.
The way that you should treat ladies. Mm. This is the, we have in a hadith that says that daughters are like mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special blessings of Allah, special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to right. the family, yeah? Says that right. Your sons are like ni'mah and your daughters are like rahmah.
Mm, rahmah.
They are rahmah mm. in your family. So that is why this way the Prophet ﷺ introduced the position of or status of daughters in a family. Mm. They are rahmatullahi lakum. So mm. that's why whenever you receive this rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm. the only mm. thing that you show to this rahmah is respect.
Right, of course.
Is love. Mm. Because you have to catch this rahmah.
Mm.
You know, the daughter should be pleased, should mm. be satisfied, should be happy in your family. Mm. Because they are rahmah.
Yes.
Rahmatullahi ta'ala should be treated this way, otherwise it becomes like niqmah for you if
right,
you if you misbehave or mistreat the daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the Prophet sallallahu tried his best mm. to teach, first of all, his own society and community, that you have to change your mindset regarding mm. the daughters
right.
Because some of them, unfortunately, it's narrated that they buried their daughters
sure.
alive.
Yeah, they buried them alive, yeah.
Yeah, of course, unfortunately. So when we see this kind of respect and also love to the daughters, we see that how much Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sensitive, serious
about this,
about
letter.
The way that we should treat our children, particularly daughters. Mm. We should never distinguish between them, differentiate between them in a way that they feel a kind of discrimination in the family members.
And the thing is, so I mean, I just want to add to your point, for example, in some cultures we do find that there is a tendency to not value daughters as much as sons are valued. And and perhaps, I don't know, I think it's a cultural issue. And there are some cultures, Western or non-Western, I think it's across the board where even in the present day you will find that daughters are not, you know, in certain cultures given that due value and due status
exactly.
As the sons are. So it's interesting that even after the passing of, you know, thousands of years, but these teachings of Islam are still very practical, they are still very applicable to the present day. And just, you know, and I want you to, if you can comment on these two things. One is this, what I just said, but the other one is this idea that even in the Western civilization, we find that women are not given that due respect and status that they should, and that really the only way to salvation is Islam.
Yeah, of course. Let me add, I remembered
sure.
a very beautiful hadith
sure.
from Imam al-Sadiq. Alayhi Allah wa tahiyyati wa salam. One of the companions of the Imam came to the Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, but he was a little bit upset, a little bit sad. Then the Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam asked him that, what happened to you? Why are you sad? Because
right.
he was Imam, he was always
compassionate sure.
and compassionate and merciful to the companions of him. Then Imam understood that the man, the companion of the Imam, was bestowed with a daughter.
Mm.
Then the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam asked that, are you sad because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a daughter?
Sure.
He said yes. Mm. Yes, honestly.
At least he was
yeah.
honest,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
He didn't
then
lie.
The Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said that, ask this question, a very nice question from this person. Said that, do you know what is best for you? What Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for you.
Right.
The man said, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for me. Yeah. Mm. Then Imam said that, so these daughters that are given to you are the best thing that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you. Mm. And they are rahmatullahi ta'ala for you. Mm. Why are you upset?
Why are you sad?
Yeah, why are you sad? Mm. Why are you sad? Mm. Then said that, okay, what did you name your daughter? Then the man said that I named her Fatima.
Subhanallah.
Mm. Then the Imam Sadiq said that you should never beat this daughter. Mm. And then it is said that Imam Sadiq cried and remembered the story of his mother, Lady Zahra Sallallahu Alaiha. In this hadith, you see that the holy Imam, As-Sadiq Alayhi Wasallam, said that whatever Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bestowed upon you, that is the best thing.
Right.
That is the best ni'mah possible for you. And you should be always thankful, grateful, happy. Mm. Because sometimes these daughters might save you from the hellfire.
Sure.
Yeah, not your sons maybe, right. But these daughters, because they are rahmah. And we see that naturally also, from natural perspective, if you look at the or biological or psychological perspective, again, daughters are more merciful, more kind
right.
to the fathers and to the children. That's why the Prophet says that they are like rahmah, rahmah in your life. Yeah, this is what we can take from, this is the lesson that we can take from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that whenever you are given a daughter, you have to be happy. You have to be thankful. You have to be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the best thing possible to you. Mm. So of course, this is one of the aspects of the life of Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, is this, that we can take lessons from this kind of relationship that they had to each other, I mean, as a daughter.
Right.
As a daughter for the Prophet and as father for a daughter from the Prophet's side. Mm. These are the lessons that we can take from Lady Zahra salamullah alayha. But of course, the other aspects of Lady Zahra salamullah alayha can also be shed light on, like, for example, as a mother. Mm. Again, there are lots of lessons. Yeah,
Sheikh, yes. I know. I don't know. I'd like to conclude on this aspect of the relationship of father and daughter, and Lady Fatima to Zahra Salamullah Alayha, and then perhaps leave the other roles. For example, the role of a wife and the role of a mother for another talk show. For sake of brevity, I don't know if you agree with that.
Inshallah. Yeah, of course, why not?
Excellent, okay, thank you. Jazakallah, very beautiful points. And again, you know, I think these are lessons that are very applicable to all of the world, because we do see in the present day that, you know, Western civilization and Western culture has really lowered the status of women practically back to the, you know, ancient Jahiliyyah level, where, you know, they weren't considered nothing but really property. You know,
now we have the modern Jahiliyyah.
And now it's a modern Jahiliyyah, exactly. It was just amusement and entertainment.
Yeah,
and this really importance that Islam gives to women, gives to daughters. And, you know, inshallah, may the world take these teachings of Islam seriously. Jazakallah.
Yes,
thank you so much for joining
You're
us.
Welcome.
Thank you, dear viewers. We were talking about just one of the roles of Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, the role of a daughter. We will continue the discussion in another talk show, inshallah. That's all from us. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.